Copyright Forum of Christian Leaders. The contents contained on this website are solely for your own individual, non-commercial, and informational use. Any other use is strictly prohibited without our express prior written consent. See the full copyright disclosure at focalonline.org.
Thanks, guys. I'm supposed to have 15 minutes to share with you about Crescent Project, our ministry, and some what we call things we learned in sharing the gospel with Muslims. And what I want to share with you is, could be used also with anybody, not only Muslims. But I started the ministry called Crescent Project in 1993. Our first training, we had four people. And now we've trained more than 24,000 in the United States on how to share the gospel with Muslims. And through our Bridges DVD study, more than 15,000. My name is Fuad. If you can't say Fuad, call me Joe. I answer that one. My wife is an American. Her parents or grandparents came from Bella, Russia. So I'm happy to be in Poland, closer to where her origins. But she calls me honey. She doesn't call me Fuad because she can't say my name. So don't call me honey. That's because she's my wife. Just call me Joe or Fuad. Can we say Fuad? Let's try. Fuad. It means loving heart. Most Arabic names have a meaning. I was born and raised in Beirut, Lebanon. My grandfather got saved and brought the gospel back to Lebanon, and he died outside Damascus. I don't know him, but he led my father to the Lord. My father was a minister and also worked for a campus ministry. So I grew up in a Christian home, but during the war, I hated Jewish people and I hated Palestinians because the Palestinians killed my friend Walid at age 18, and I had a lot of hate for Palestinians and Israelis. And I decided to become an atheist, but I got saved in Lebanon, started sharing the gospel with Muslims. What I want to do is, if you go to the bookstore, you can get the Bridges study. It's a DVD study. The first DVD immunizes you from Islam. Because there's a lot of talk about Islam, especially my favorite, Islam is a peaceful religion. And I say to people, what does that mean? Islam is a peaceful, like, are they peaceful to each other? Are they peaceful to minorities? When you say Islam is a peaceful religion. So this one focuses on what is Islam. The second one is on to infect you. So you be contagious. What I will share today, I only have 15 minutes. So I'm going to take 13 minutes, and I'll take 13 English minutes, not Lebanese minutes. Because 13 Lebanese minutes means 2 days. But 13 English minutes. So watch the clock. We'll finish. But a couple of points, and I'm asking you, whatever we learn today, go teach someone else. Also, whatever I share is in the book Connecting with Muslims, which just came out last year, and Ambassadors to Muslims that came out 3 years ago. First things I want to share is that when we talk about outreach and evangelism, there is always this push between relational evangelism, and it happens also with Muslims, and proclamation evangelism. The struggle is, do we want to make a build a relationship with that person, or do we want to just share the gospel? So the push is always how much you want to spend. And one lady in Beirut, she had a Muslim friend for 2 years. I said to her, have you shared the gospel with your friend? She goes, no, we're just friends now. I'm like, okay, it's been 2 years, you know? I said, well, why don't you try to tell her? Because maybe if I tell her, she's no longer my friend. Whoa, okay. The whole idea of a relationship, sure. If you love that person, you want to proclaim the good news. Coming here, I was in Chicago airport waiting, and the train comes, and this lady stands. She has a hijab on. Great, she's telling me she's Muslim. I said to her, assalamu alaikum. She said, wa alaikum assalam. I said to her, where are you from? She goes, I'm from Morocco. I said to her, I'm from Lebanon. I am an evangelical minister. She said, I told her, I follow the Injil, and I gave her this book. Sorry, I should have prepared my materials faster. But it's a small book called Adha in the Injil that explains the gospel to Muslims. So she took the book and thanked me because when we talked, I said to her, everybody talks about religion. They talk about Islam versus Christianity, but Jesus talks about faith. Faith is from the inside. So suddenly the conversation was more proclamation. I wasn't going to build a friendship with her who's standing beside the train. So this is the two tension that we have in all evangelism, but always keep that in mind. The second one is information and inspiration. I use the word inspiration here. What I liked about what Michael was doing, He answered, he gave us information, but did you know how he ended his presentation? He talked about coming to Christ. This is the life of Jesus. Everywhere he went, Jesus would tell a parable like the parable of the Good Samaritan. What is the Good Samaritan about? It's not about loving your neighbor. Yes, it was, but the goal was no one is righteous. You have to come to faith. So he ends every parable. Usually there's a hook, as you say in English. There's a conclusion. Bring it back down to a step. So when I'm talking to my Muslim friend, he might be saying, well, you Christians worship three gods. Well, I usually say, what three gods? Because they think, oh, you and I think, oh, they're talking about Trinity. Always ask them, what three gods? You'll hear them say, God the Father, Mary the Mother, and Jesus the Son. Hello. The Trinity they're talking about is not our Trinity. They believe that we think God had sex with Mary, had sexual relations with Mary. No. That's an insult to us. So you ask them. Now, when you give them the information, no, worship God, His Word, and His Spirit. Now, the next step is not to stop with the information. You say, now, since you know that we worship one God like you, would you read the Injil? Would you read the New Testament? So don't keep evangelism information, especially with Muslims. Bring it down to a step, even if it's the first time. Because people get saved not because they understand all the theological points, right? You get saved because you see the love of Jesus. You didn't understand everything. I'm still understanding my salvation. I'm sitting listening to you, Brother Michael, and I'm learning more about my faith. And I've been a Christian since I was 16. I had hair then. Now, what I want to share with you is a couple of things. From John chapter 4, when Jesus comes to the Samaritan woman and says to her, give me a drink, remember? What does she say? Why are you asking me to drink? I am a Samaritan, you're a Jew. Isn't that what Muslims do to us? You'll be talking to a Muslim and say, are you Muslim? No, I'm a Christian. Oh, I'm a Muslim. Thank you very much. For me, I love that. They move the conversation directly to religion. And then as you look at the story of the Samaritan woman, and this is what we did yesterday in the class. We went the whole 45 minutes, verse by verse, which we don't have time now. Jesus starts with, give me water. She moves to Jew versus Samaritan. She moves to Jacob. Then she goes, are you greater than Jacob? Then she says, are you a prophet? Why don't you do a miracle? And Jesus says to her, go call your husband. And she says, I don't have a husband. And Jesus says, you've had five, and the one you're living with is not your husband. And then she tells him, when the Messiah comes, he will tell us everything. And Jesus says, I am the Messiah. Now, the original message is, he is the Messiah. But Jesus starts, give me water. See, our communication is this. You have a sender, and in the sender, I'm putting my message into English. Hopefully you understand. If you smile, this means you understand. So the receiver has feedback. What is the feedback? You're smiling, or you're frowning, or you say, I don't understand his English, and, you know, he's too excited about Jesus. It's okay. Get used to it. I love Jesus. So this is the way we communicate. With Christ's communication, the sender message is at a different level. This receiver is not ready. So Jesus sends the first message, and the feedback moves the conversation. So the best practices we found out with Muslims, and you probably can use that with anybody, is that let the feedback move the conversation. Now, how long is this going to take? Could be 10 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 years. It doesn't matter. What you're doing is every time you meet your Muslim friend, you're building on the feedback. So if I'm sitting in a plane or a train or with somebody at college and he says to me, I'm a Muslim, say, oh, great, Muslims believe of one God. They say, oh, yeah. I say, but Muslims believe that God sent Jesus. See, the feedback is keeping the conversation moving. Last year, I was going to Beirut, Lebanon. I stopped in Charles de Gaulle Airport. And when we land, this guy follows me, starts talking to me in Arabic. He says, you speak Arabic? I said, yeah. He goes, this is my first time in Paris. So I told him how to find this gate. Then I said to him, I'm an evangelical minister. Would you like a copy of the Bible? He goes, oh, no, I've heard of you. I don't want to talk to you. I've heard about, you know, those evangelicals. I don't want to talk to you. And he left. So what did I do? Call my mother and cry on the phone. Maybe call my mom, my wife, honey, he said no. He said no. It's okay. He said no. It's all right. We think evangelism depends on us. No, no. You and I, our job is to shine the light Then theologically, it's their response to God's work. So this Moroccan guy does not want to talk about Jesus. He is not ready. It's okay. Another person, I was at Pizza Hut. You have Pizza Hut in Europe now? Thank you, America. You know, they're giving you some good food, you know? So I'm eating at Pizza Hut. It was an Egyptian Sunni. I shared with him the Adha and the Injil booklet. When it came to the prayer of salvation, he said to me, Fuad, I want to pray with you right now. Take Jesus, my Savior. And I thought, this is the first time I meet him. It's too fast. Discovered, no, he's been reading the Bible for 2 years. He had three questions. Do Christians worship three gods? He found out we worship one God. Is the Bible changed? He found out the Bible is not corrupted. But the third question is why Jesus had to die. And the Adha booklet is focused on Jesus being the Lamb of God. Like Abraham took his son and God redeemed him with his sheep. Likewise, we were redeemed by Jesus. When he read that, he said, I want to take Christ. So many times, we don't know where we are in the process. So it's very important how you begin the conversation, how to end it. But the best practice I learned is to always start where they are. Maybe they're students. Maybe they want to learn basketball or volleyball or, you know, real football, like English, not American football. That's not real football. They kick it once, the whole game, once. And they call it football, right? But it's okay, I'm from Lebanon. It's football when you use your feet, right? So the idea is maybe it's a sport. Maybe they're refugees. Maybe you knock at the door and say, hey, you're refugees, welcome to my country. How can I help you? You know, something simple, you know, and the conversation will move.